Hi, this is a dictation for Cornelius Garon, CornelusBaron. Cornelius Garon. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. His date of service is 4-7-2032, date of birth 11-14-1981, and date of accident 7-18-2021. Mr. Cornelius Baron is a victim of an automobile accident. In this accident, he was front end on the driver's side, was hit very badly, and he was a passenger on the rear seat on the right, and he was traveling a 2-berth car. When the impact happened, he injured his head with a history of a TBI, including loss of balance, forgetfulness, nightmares, fearful of the event, panic, and PTSD, and pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and the left shoulder, with the radiation of pain to the left arm involving fourth and fifth finger as a chief symptom. Pain in the right shoulder with the difficulty lifting the shoulder. Various MRIs were ordered, various therapies were ordered. The patient currently has reported that he's almost 70% better. His pain in the neck is around 6 and the lower back pain is 5. And he's satisfied with the treatment. His pain in the right shoulder is minimal. He's able to move his arm pretty well. And he's not looking for any surgery. However, he's being referred for cervical spine consultation for the multi-level disc herniation, and he'll be visiting Dr. Siegel. At that time, he's almost better with the pain level between 6 and 7, and 70%, 75% improvement are reported. ADLs are not affected except sleep, which is affected, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. At this time, system review is positive in the following area. In neurology and psych, patient reports ongoing anxiety, panic, as well as nightmares and depression, as well as tension, difficulty sleeping. He denies any headache, dizziness, vertigo, or vision disturbance, double vision. He denies any weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, limited range of motion, neck pain, shoulder pain, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, throat breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that sometimes he has got a nerve pain in the back and the arm, and it became 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And heavy rain also makes it pain worse. At this time, patient report that he has no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are naproxen, gabapentin, hydroxyzine, Tylenol with codeine, and substance abuse. Patient reports alcohol being used for pain relief, and compliance is three. Patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 123/76, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical exam will be same from the previous visit of 3-10-2022. Dictation number is 0311-090. And same diagnosis plan of care will be as follows. Since the gentleman has a radiation of pain to the right arm anteriorly and posteriorly, and he has a weakness of the right arm, 4/5 motor power, and brisk reflexes, I think the patient is going to be served very well by cervical disc replacement. His MRIs were discussed, and there obviously pathology is there for that. In addition, the patient is now undergoing evaluation. His pain in the lower back is substantially better. I believe he will require surgery, and maybe another injection might help him heal up much better. He did have a fracture of the T8 at the time of accident, which I believe has healed up at this time. He has some pain in this area, but not major. He has a supraspinatus tendinitis for the right shoulder in the MRI and subacromial bursitis, for which repeat injections have been advised to him. And I think he has done only one set that brought him significant relief. Regarding cervical spine, I've advised him if his surgery is delayed for whatever reason, or if he doesn't go for surgery, his other option will be to just get 4 to 5 injections to the cervical spine to bring him relief. So far, he has done only 5 injections to lumbar, and if his pains occasionally come back, I will recommend another last injection for his lumbar spine also. End of dictation. Thank you. His physical therapy is continuing, and his medications are continuing as follows. He's been provided physical therapy is once a week, with his disability in the area of housework and work and transportation. He's been provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, gabapentin 600 twice a day, Tylenol with codeine number 4, PRN. So panic and PTSD and anxiety, hydroxyzine 25 milligram 1 to 2 every 6 hour, PRN 120 tablets. And for muscle relaxation, he's been provided with Flexeril and melatonin 10 milligram. The patient will visit us in 30 days for his regular visit. He's going to visit us for his injection for the lumbar spine and possibly cervical spine in the next few weeks. I left him up to him. If he desires so, we'll do it based on the pain level. Thank you. And disability.